Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
It was within just like a month period of time that I thought, I'm not going to be here anymore. I was like, Mom, we need you to come see me. Something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I can't get out of bed. I need help. And she saw me. She works hospice. Like, Leah, you were dying. She's like, I thought I lost you. So that was my diet. I need to do something to get these toxins out. Something's happening. And I had severe tingling, neuropathy throughout my body. I could hear my heartbeat in my ears, tachycardia. I had POTS, posturostatic hypertension. Found out that I did have lupus. Really serious stuff. I was in the emergency room over and over. I was seeing several doctors for a lot of these issues right before I collapsed. I learned how to truly eat like a human being. And once I did that, everything came back within just a month. It was incredible. My sleep came back, my ability to go without food, my blood sugar stabilizing, and so many more things. 99% of our genes actually come from the microbiome. Humanity needs healing, absolutely. I'm so grateful that I have the knowledge I have now, even though I didn't get it until I was 39, but now my children will have it.
Oh, Mr. Perfect never cheated. I don't want to cheat because it'll knock me out of ketosis and it could take a couple days to get back into keto. And that could be like 4 days I'm going off. But from what you're telling me now, no, that could be a lot more detrimental than I ever would have imagined. 2 years? That's insane.
Absolutely.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to have Malia on the channel. How's it going?
Hey, Carrie, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so grateful to be here with you.
Thank you so much. We spoke a little bit the other day, and it sounds like you have your own incredible story. So I'm looking forward to sharing that, maybe inspiring some folks out there and learning more about your story. So maybe could you tell us a little bit about your health journey and what led you to the path of healing?
I would love to. First off, I really have to say, and I try not to say this to offend anyone or to make anyone uncomfortable, but this journey has really been a journey of faith. And so I have to give that shout out to God. The only reason why I'm here is because of him. And I have been pretty healthy my whole life. I have always been very active, very strong. I have 7 kids and I had most of them at home. So I just have been very aware health-wise of a lot of things. And I was always very on top of that. And for me, I didn't have weight issues or other things that maybe bring people to this channel. I actually started having debilitating chronic disease. And after I had my 7th baby, I collapsed and I was bedridden for a year. And that year was just the hardest time for our family. We were living in a homestead. I had cows to milk and chickens to take care of. And you don't get a break when you're doing that. I also homeschooled all my children. I had a senior that I was trying to graduate at the time. And so me being taken out was just not even a possibility for our family. And living in rural Missouri at the time, our neighbors were Amish and there just wasn't a lot of help for us. And so this really made me have to step back and go, what's going on? I was doing everything right. I was in the process of getting my master herbology degree. I was doing all of these things health-wise that the world had taught me was healthy. And being more of a educate myself kind of person, I had gone into everything I could to research healthy things already. I used to get up in the morning and pray on the side of making my kids food in the morning before they'd wake up and be like, I feel like this is what's right. Let me know what's right to feed them. I felt so responsible for all these little people that were in my home. And when I became ill, it was just this, oh my goodness, have I been doing everything wrong? What is happening And I went every route. I went the holistic route. I went straight Western medicine. I went to every specialist, endocrinologist. I exhausted myself trying to get help until I physically couldn't leave the bed. And I couldn't give another pint of blood. I couldn't give any more. And my husband and I just gave up. And at that point, I had hypoglycemia. I was hypersomnic, or I was incapable of sleeping at all. I would go months, literally, without sleeping 1 hour, which I thought you would die. I had no energy. I had complete exhaustion of my adrenals. And I couldn't handle cold, couldn't handle heat, complete intolerance to anything. The sensitivities, light, sound, it was impossible. My hair was falling out. I couldn't digest food. Pretty much, I was dying. We didn't know why. No doctor could tell me why. I had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Through this process, we found out that I did have lupus, and I'd had two aunts that died of lupus. And so this was a big eye-opener. It was like, what do I do? I got migraines my whole life, but I never took ibuprofen. Like, I did not put toxins in my body, and it was like, I have been teaching my children this and now I'm dying. What do I do? And I actually got out my pen and I started writing letters to my kids to say goodbye. It was within just like a month period of time that I thought, I'm not going to be here anymore. And I had this overwhelming, you're going to heal. And I'm going to teach you how to heal. And it was amazing what happened from that. Stepping back from all of these practitioners, even holistic practitioners that were teaching me what was right, none of them were saying the things that were going to heal me. And so I had to step back from everything. And my husband and I fasted and prayed, and we asked for the people to fast and pray for us. And I just opened up the scriptures and I just started searching. And there were things that stood out to me to eat, the way to eat and the way to live. And we started implementing those things. We started getting my electrolytes. I was getting, in 1 month, I'd gotten 7 IVs because I could not stay hydrated. I could not balance my electrolytes. I could not balance my blood sugar with my hypoglycemia. My husband was cooking me meals every hour and a half. And towards the middle of this time frame, he was so overwhelmed with taking care of me that we actually had to send all of my children away to stay with different families. I had a newborn that was 3 months old that lived with almost complete strangers for months. And so to say this was a very hard experience would be an understatement for us. But it really forced us to go, okay, we're going to put this on the line. Is there a way to heal? Is there a way to heal whatever this is that's happening? And that's where all of this came about. I learned how to truly eat like a human being. And once I did that, everything came back within just a month. It was incredible. My sleep came back, my ability to go without food, my blood sugar stabilizing, and so many more things. I could go on. This experience the last couple of years has just been the most incredible experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Wow. That's amazing. So could you go into a little bit more, like, what were you eating before and what did you learn and transition into?
Yeah, so that was really hard because I love animals. And so I think a lot of people that feel like we're doing what's right by going, hey, I'm going to go vegan or I'm going to go vegetarian, because we think, no, I love animals and there's so much cruelty to animals. And so I had leaned towards that for the last decade at least. And our entire family, including my husband, had gone vegan for at least a full year. But my husband just lost so much weight and it was really hard on us. And so we went, okay, let's add in just like eggs and things like that. And so we were eating some meat, but I definitely wasn't. And I had the understanding through like my herbology training and a lot of the natural healing things and Ayurvedic training that I'd been through, herbs, vegetables, colorful food. This is what you do. This is how you survive. Stay away from meats. They're going to kill you. All of those things. And so I had been eating that way. And after I had my 6th baby, I had a lot of issues. That's where I was officially diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, which they later found out was lupus. And they said, okay, do juicing, do all of these things. And so I had done that. I had actually gotten worse. I didn't notice the pattern. I had a friend who came out and said, eat just raw egg yolks. And I thought that was disgusting. That was horrible. I'm not going to do that. And this was about 2021. But I did, and I actually recovered. And I think so much was going on in my life, I didn't pay attention to the fact that it was an animal product that it helped me. And then when I became ill again after having my baby, I went, oh, maybe I'm just the inflammation. I need to juice, or I need to just eat all these vegetables. I need to do something to get these toxins out. Something's happening. And I had severe tingling, neuropathy throughout my body. I could hear my heartbeat in my ears. It was just, my tachycardia. I had POTS, so posturostatic tachycardia and posturostatic hypertension. I couldn't keep my heart in any kind of healthy range. So really serious stuff. I was in the emergency room over and over again because I kept thinking I was having a heart attack. And so I was like, I'm gonna juice again. And that was the final nail in the coffin for me. I was seeing several doctors for a lot of these issues right before I collapsed. Couldn't figure out what was wrong. Is it B vitamins? Is it this? Is it this? And then I decided I was just going to juice again. Maybe it really is this. I was going back into my training, the Ayurvedic training and some other Chinese medicine and herbs that I had learned about. And I utilized those and it just destroyed my gut completely. Even using them in the proper doses, I didn't do anything crazy. And I was completely incapable of getting any nutrients from my food. I sent a video to my mom because she was living in Albuquerque at the time. And I was trying to show her. I was like, Mom, I need you to come see me. Something's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I can't get out of bed. No, the kid, I need help. And she saw me and she works hospice. And she saw me and she was like, Malia, you were dying. I could barely breathe. I couldn't get air into my lungs. And I was so gaunt because I couldn't absorb nutrients from food. And she flew out right away. And she's like, I lost you. So that was my diet before it started. And then once I figured out how to eat, completely different story, basically.
The opposite?
Yes. Yes. So I found a program. It's actually, I work with the program now. It's amazing. It's a group of individuals, all practitioners. The owner, he founded it. And it's all about healing these chronic illnesses and diseases that we're told you'll have for the rest of your life. You'll be on medication for the rest of your life, or you'll be debilitatingly disabled for the rest of your life. And it's not true. And they've all overcome lupus, liver diseases, dysautonomia we specialize in, which long COVID, dysautonomia is up like 800% now since COVID. It's just the dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system. And that's the blood pressure, the heart rate, all of those things. And so I found this program and we started doing 100% carnivore, but all soft meats and broths and getting into ketosis. And this isn't a ketosis that we would Google or that you would see anywhere else. This is a very specific ketosis for the nervous system. When we have severe nervous system illnesses that IHF deals with, we can't have any plant toxins. We can't have even any of the vegetables that some people say, oh, I can, in ketosis, I can have so many of this. We don't. We're very specific about cutting out all of those things. So from lectins to oxalates to all the different glycogenoids, everything that can cause stimulation and damage to the gut and to the nervous system. And so implementing that was, I remember I used to have debilitating anxiety and depression towards the end of the year of being completely bedridden. Nights were the worst because you don't sleep and you don't realize how, I think you really, people would go insane not being able to sleep. And then the anxiety with all the other things going on in the body. And I used to think people would say, oh, anxiety, I'm uncomfortable. No, I wanted to peel my skin off and jump out of a window. It wasn't this, I'm a little uncomfortable. No, it was, if there's not someone watching me, I think I would take my life. And I used to beg God to give me the strength to get through each night because I was still very, I had all these practitioners that wanted me on medication. And I was like, no, I know God can do this naturally. I want to prove that God can do this naturally. And I want to trust him. And I'm going to keep believing that he's going to heal me. And I was able to get through all of it without a single medication. But at 3 weeks, my husband had to sleep in another room because it was so hard. I was so volatile. But he would come in when he would hear me crying and having these really difficult nights. And he would just hold me. And at 3 weeks into the program of eating this way, soft meats and broths and just calm and lots of other lifestyle changes. But he came, I woke up that morning, I was actually sleeping a few hours a night and he came and he said, I haven't come in your room in a couple days. And I realized that the anxiety was gone. Like this debilitating, I had journals that I just wrote messages, just prayers over and over again that would get me through the night. I'd have 10 or 11 in one night. And I looked back and I realized I didn't have any for the last couple of nights because I'd been sleeping. So it was such a miracle what this does for the body. And it sounds so simple. And I think that's where people get lost is like, what? That's not possible. And that's the reality is you shouldn't have to be a biochemist. You shouldn't have to have all of these degrees to eat the way that God intended us to eat. It comes naturally. And when we do that, we heal.
Wow. It hits close to home when you talk about crippling anxiety and depression. I think a lot of people, unless you've been there. It's hard. People are like, yeah, I've been anxious before. I've been depressed before. But it sounds like you were at some very dark, deep levels that are hard for other people to understand. It's so amazing that within a couple of weeks, you're able to start feeling just even any little bit of relief from that. It's really interesting, too, that you mentioned around 3 weeks. This is unofficial science, of course, but I've interviewed so many people doing a carnivore diet, proper human diet. And a lot of people do it for one reason, like yours might have been lupus, or someone's doing it for type 2 diabetes or another reason. But almost every one of them also had depression and anxiety and brain fog to some degree. And so many of them tell me that same thing. Like, right, not that it's cured or completely reversed or gone, but around 3 weeks or so, they have this, whoa, something's happening differently here that never happened before. I always show people this, but on a decade of taking all of this medication for anxiety and depression, for me too, it was that, like, right around 3 weeks. What is that like for you? Are you starting to get some hope at that point? What are you thinking at 3 weeks in when you're starting to notice this?
Absolutely. So the Integrated Health Foundation specializes in microbiome. And there's a reason why it's at 3 weeks. So there's certain bacteria that live in the body. And real quickly, most of us don't realize that we don't digest our own food. The bacteria do. And so the nutrients that we get from our food actually comes from the bacteria's metabolites, or what their byproduct of eating our food. Since the early 1900s, the world has tried to create the stale human. They believed, sterile. If human beings could be sterile, then there would be no illness. There would be no sickness. People would be superhuman. It's these horrible germs, these horrible bacteria that are hurting us. And they actually did create the first human, the little baby that was born that was completely incapable of having any microbes due to a genetic malformation. And what occurred is, this is the story of the little boy in the bubble. And he actually died at 12, and he could not handle anything in his environment, couldn't touch his parents, couldn't anything. The microbiome is actually what builds our immune system. It's what digests our food. It's what regulates all of the interactions of our body. 99% of our genes actually come from the microbiome.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Their epigenetics, what they say and do, MTHFR, THFR, which is something that I had, that's all epigenetic. That's all affected by our microbiome. And what we learned, me coming through this program and then others now, my clients that come through, is we teach them that there's healthy bacteria, and these healthy bacteria only survive on protein and fat, right? Isn't that incredible that the healthy bacteria that are helping us, they create serotonin, they create dopamine, that heal us, that digest our food and give us the healthy, good metabolites that make us healthy, strong, and thrive to our 120 years old. Those bacteria can only live, they live on fats and proteins. Harmful, pathogenic bacteria, and then opportunistic bacteria that can take advantage and cause havoc, they only thrive on starches and sugars. So basically carbs. So if yes, it's incredible. And this information's been out for decades, but people don't hear about it. Because if you're not a microbiologist, you're not reading the studies, you don't see it. You have to pay to be part of those journals. And then if you're a practitioner, a doctor working, they don't usually read a lot of the studies, right? So you've got this amazing information that's not available to the public. And then you have this amazing information that doctors are too busy to read, right? So there's this breaking point where we're missing out on all these incredible things. And so we have a very set timeline of when these different bacteria will die off. And so certain bacteria are starved between 3 and 4 weeks. They cannot go. If you go without starch and sugars, they'll completely die. And you'll have a lot of reactions usually at 3 and 4 weeks too. So you might have uptick in symptoms. You might have a spurt of a little bit more anxiety or a spurt of a little bit more insomnia or tachycardia, but just for a day or two, and then it'll go away. And those bacteria are gone. Like they're gone. It's amazing. And then again, at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, all the way up to the 24 month point, which is the point where we kill off the dysautonomia pots, a lot of those bacteria that are really wreaking havoc on the nervous system for people who have been ill for 7, 10 years longer. For me, I had the education being in the program because that's what they do. They want to educate and empower their clients to not be clients anymore. And so I had the education that I knew at 3 weeks. I'm going, oh my goodness, like all the suffering was pretty much gone by 3 weeks. And I knew what to look forward to. I knew at 4 months, 3, 4 months, I was going to have another bout of some more stuff die. And I knew exactly what kind. I knew the names. I knew why. And so it was really neat to have the science and to have the personal experience married together. It just boosts my faith. It made us so excited to know that we were going to heal.
This is incredible. I have so many questions because I'm on day like 500 or so proper human diet. And for me, I'm like, I've learned so much. Dr. Hampton taught me that a lot of the serotonin is created in the gut. I never knew that before. And so I was thinking part of the reason I was doing well on carnivore is my body's in ketosis. I'm burning fat for fuel instead of sugar. I knew a little bit about the gut biome, but not very much. And then I heard from Dr. Hampton about serotonin being created in the gut. So I was thinking maybe all those vegetables I was eating that probably had pesticides and glyphosate, maybe that was messing with my gut biome, maybe blocking some of the serotonin, things like that. But I never really completely understood it. I feel like it all makes perfect sense. What would be for me, like I'm right around day 500 now. Is there still things with my gut biome that are changing? I've been 100% strict carnivore now for over 500 days.
Absolutely. So there are certain types of H. pylori and some other opportunistic. So when I say opportunistic, everything works symbiotically. So if you're a healthy person, you can have harmful and even opportunistic bacteria living inside your gut and on your skin and in your mouth, and you're not going to have issues because the healthy bacteria are keeping them in check. So that symbiosis is so important. But when you become ill, chronically ill, you're eating really sugary processed food, you're in a stressful environment, you've been through trauma. That's another thing we specialize in is limbic work, limbic rewiring, and how that affects things. This all can kill your healthy bacteria. So cortisol actually kills healthy bacteria. So even a negative thought, you're driving to work and you're stressed, that hormone goes throughout, it kills the healthy bacteria to a certain degree, and it bolsters opportunistic and harmful bacteria. Just having cortisol in your blood. And so just those thoughts, we train our clients on how to stop those thoughts, how to stop all those processes from occurring in your body. And as people go through this training, they learn, okay, my thoughts are all affected. There's studies that are really neat. They show that in rats, what they did is they put stressful situations on mother rats and their babies. And then they went in and they saw that they were starting to show insomnia and intolerance to stress. They were antisocial. They were having all of these reactions that you see in humans. And so then they did a fecal transplant. They took the bacteria from the intestines of healthy baby mice and put it in the sick baby mice and put it in healthy baby mice. And immediately those baby mice had the same reactions, that the antisocial behavior, the stress, the insomnia, all of those things as these other mice, even though they never went through the trauma, and vice versa. So then they took healthy mice and they implanted that healthy bacteria into these sick mice, and they were able to reverse it. It was incredible. Now they saw that if they cut the vagus nerve, so if they did any kind of intervention there, where they stopped the metabolites to an extent, the majority of the mental reactions that people were experiencing stopped. So in mice, and they've also done it in humans where they've done vagotomies, where they've gone in and cut that, people all of a sudden, I don't have any depression anymore, because that gut is so central to what's going on in our minds and in our bodies. And killing off the bacteria, you got harmful, pathogenic, and then opportunistic. getting that back to symbiosis. And so that's what's happening with people that come to our program. And so for you, there's some bacteria still that can be alive, but the important thing to note is even eating one teaspoon of starch. So whether you're eating some grains or whether you're eating some sugar or whatever can keep that bacteria alive for another 2 years. And so we really specialize in, this is not a, hey, I'm gonna have a cheat day. We're gonna heal. The people that come to us are severely ill and they've been ill for a long time. And so they're dedicated to make this change and to get better.
What you just said is so incredible to me because I've been 100% strict on carnivore, but I know a lot of people that do cheat days. And I came from such a place of darkness and depression. And similar to you, Malia, I was begging God, just give me any sort of relief. And then I found this. So there's no way I'm going to mess with any of those things. I wasn't judging other people. People get mad at me. They're like, oh, Mr. Perfect never cheated. But in my mind too, though, it was like, I don't want to cheat because it'll knock me out of ketosis and it could take a couple of days to get back into keto. And that could be like 4 days I'm going off. But from what you're telling me now, no, that could be a lot more detrimental than I ever would have imagined. That's insane. 2 years?
Absolutely. It's a really big deal. It's something that people don't quite comprehend. And so they'll get so much. I've seen people do carnivore, do certain things. I'm like, oh, I got so much better. And then they start eating normally and their symptoms come back. Now, they're not usually as bad as they were originally, but they will be pretty uncomfortable again, whether that's things like the hypoglycemia or the sensitivities or the chronic fatigue or joint pain, things like that. And you have to say you didn't kill, you might have wounded the dragon, we like to call it. But as soon as you start feeding them again, they're already strong. They're pretty strong. And so they take their land back, you like to say, the land inside of the gut, and they repopulate. And so we have to kill them off completely. And that process of killing them off takes a certain amount of time. And then we implement the proper diet and the proper lifestyle changes to ensure that if our clients do want to go back to eating a certain way, we still encourage them. We're like, hey, these are toxins. Let's stay away from toxins. But some people want to do certain things and it's okay, but at least your body would be strong enough once it's killed off this pathogenic bacteria to keep it in check. But for me personally, after studying through the scriptures, after all of my experience, all of my studies, I'm talking hundreds upon hundreds of studies. I'm just a scientific researcher. That's what I do. And there is no way. There's no way, knowing what I know, knowing from history, there's a reason why things are only available in the season. A lot of people don't realize if you eat fructose during the summer, the reaction with the sunlight in your skin creates nitric oxide in such a way that you can push a lot of the fructose out and it doesn't affect your liver. However, if you eat fructose at any other time of the year, that reaction doesn't happen and it causes damage to your liver. And that's why we're seeing fatty liver disease in young kids. We're seeing all these issues in children so much younger than it should be because these things were not available all year. You could not freeze the stuff and ship it from wherever and have it whenever you want it. It's not natural.
How long, Malia, have you been eating a proper human diet?
I am at, I want to say 18 months almost now. My healing came pretty quick. It was amazing. It was really amazing. So for a lot of the people that are in the program, they see really incredible results within just, like you said, 4 weeks, but 3 months and 3 months, 6 months, we have people going back to work that haven't worked for a decade. It's incredible.
Do you attribute some of the healing and success people are seeing to things beyond just the gut biome?
Absolutely. I actually say that our program is 51% limbic restoration and then 49% diet and lifestyle, so occupational therapy changes. When we understand what's going on with our brain, when we understand what the limbic regions are, for people who might not know what that is, it's so if this is your brain, inside here, the very center is your limbic region. So all animals have a limbic region. It's the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus. It's all those areas. You've probably heard of those words before. And then on the outside, us mammals, especially humans, we have a cortex. So this is our thinking part. So inside is all emotion. That's where we're processing fear, love, all of those things. And the outside is how we think and how we experience the world, what we make of it. And when we're in chronic illness, anyone who is overweight, it's just the way it is. If you're overweight, you are in chronic inflammation. That's what happens. And all of these hosts of other metabolic diseases come. You get hypertension, diabetes, you get the whole slew of heart disease, everything. And that reaction in the body causes stimulation in the brain. So the brain, we teach our clients that the brain has neural pathways that it creates. And you have four main happy chemicals that you work with. And the way to remember that is D-O-S-E, dose. You need to get your four happy chemical dose every day. So dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphin. Okay. And those are, people are really familiar with that. Now there's other things that aren't happy chemicals. Those are hormones, testosterone and stuff. We're not going to talk about those, but, and then you have cortisol. And as a creature, as a mammal, all of us, our body just wants to heal and be safe. That's it. That's the bottom line. If you're safe, then you're in a state of being happy and procreating and keeping your seed to continue throughout the generations. If you're injured, then you're protecting, you're trying to keep yourself from getting further injured. That's the bottom line of everything we do. You get in a fight with your spouse, you're hurt. Now you're trying to protect, you push people away. You're really happy. You run out and you spend a bunch of money on everybody and buy everybody's dinner. That's just the way it works. And so when we are working with people who are chronically ill, they've created neural pathways. So it's like a bunch of highways in the brain to come to certain conclusions. So you have an emotion that's occurred, you've got chronic inflammation, and so you've got tachycardia, you've got these things occurring in the body. And what they've seen in studies is that if they were to go in and immediately take away an illness, say from a rat. So if they were to go in and a rat that's been sick for a certain amount of time, because it takes a certain amount of time to create neural pathways. So once it's hit that certain amount of time where those neural pathways are set, if they go in and they were to cure that rat, the rat will still have the issues. There's a bear called Anya. And basically she was kept in a very small cage for a long period of time. It was an abusive situation. I'm not sure if you've heard of her. And when they did rescue her and they put her in the wild, you can Google it. You can see video of Anya. She still walks in this. She's an enormous bear and she walks in a 6-foot space and she's worn the grass and she's in an open wildlife reserve because in her mind, she's still locked in a cage. And so once those neural pathways are set with chronic illness or anxiety or depressions in the level that the people that come to us are, you have to rewire that. And there's a certain protocol to do that. And it's really amazing because for me, I felt like it really connected to the way we're taught to prayer and have hope and faith and let go of fear. So it's amazing the way our brains even work are how we were created to work to heal in general. It's just the way that God created us. And so it's very important to have the limbic understanding and how to restore the limbic system to a space of calm and peace. And then we're able to heal all of these chronic debilitating diseases working with the diet.
It's incredible. So when you were hopelessly depressed and had insomnia and couldn't sleep and anxious, you never could have imagined feeling like you do now. You probably would have prayed to just be normal like everyone else. Like, how are you nowadays? How do you feel now?
Amazing. I am up at 5 a.m. every morning with so much energy. I do my gratitude journal first thing in the morning. I say my prayers, read my scriptures, and then I'm up out of bed. I work out with my husband. We love to work out together in the morning. We have our cold therapy that we do together. Our days, I feel like I get so much more done in my day in the first 3 hours than I ever did before. And I was a very active person. And then I do 30 minutes on a bike with weights, and then I do a workout with weights for another 20, 25 minutes. After that, I get so much done. It's incredible. And something else that's really interesting is they've done these studies with flies where they fed certain flies only certain foods, so no starch or no sugar. And what they found is the flies would not copulate with certain flies. The female flies would not copulate with the male flies that weren't eating the same thing they were eating. Isn't that interesting? And so then they thought, okay, let's do two different studies and let's put flies that are only eating starch over here and flies that are only eating this over here. And then let's see what happens. And they perfectly would only connect with the other flies that were eating exactly what they're eating. And they showed that their microbiome, not only epigenetics, it will change your taste buds. It'll make you want more sweets. They'll cause you to grow more taste buds in your mouth. Not only things like that, but they will, on top of that, cause you to have pheromone interactions with other people that will make you more interested in another person based off of what they're eating. And so what my husband and I experienced, which is so crazy, is we were eating 100% carnivore ketosis. And we just felt like our relationship on an intimate level, just our connection mentally, physically, completely changed. And not that it wasn't unhealthy before, but it was totally different. And when we saw these studies, it was okay. The microbes inside you do not want to compete, specifically opportunistic and harmful bacteria. And so they will actually push you away from people that have more, they can sense what's going on based off of pheromones and the bacteria interaction. And they will send out reactions that make you feel, oh, I don't like that person. I'm just uncomfortable. No, they annoy me. They frustrate me. Just because they don't want you interacting with them, even holding hands, shaking, hugging, if they're going to have a competitive microbe population come in and take over. So it's unbelievable the level that these microbes actually control your thought process, your interactions with other human beings, the things that you eat, the way that you feel. They control your dreams. All of our clients will come through and we work with them so intensely. And we say right at week 4 or 5, you're going to start having dreams. Because right before the microbes die off, they will send out all the last of their toxins to interact through your vagus nerve and send off reactions in your brain, trying to get you to go eat carbs, sugar, donuts, whatever they can to survive. And they want to survive. And so it's unbelievable what they'll do. And as soon as you get past those 2 or 3 days, they're gone, completely gone. And now you don't have any more. So it's amazing what they're capable of doing. Yeah.
I'm thinking of my wife's been carnivore now for 150 days and it's been the same thing. There's something deeper going on there that you can't quite put your finger on. That too, and I've said this from the beginning, but the more carnivores I meet, I'm like, I always like these people. They have that carnivore zen, the carnivore energy or whatever, but it always seemed like there's something deeper going on there. I think I'm starting to understand it a little bit more now.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. It's so much fun. My kids, we kept them 100% carnivore for a certain amount of time. Unfortunately, they have some friends that give them things and family that I love, but so it makes it hard. But I had a daughter who was vaccine injured and has a lot of issues with outbursts and being comfortable and thinking through things and taking away any kind of carbs, keeping her in some state of carnivore or ketosis is incredible. She's a completely different kid. It's completely healed it. It's amazing. And people think, oh, that's not healthy to have your child be in the state of ketosis. And I have to say, okay, all babies are born in ketosis. And when you nurse them, they stay in ketosis. And all babies up until they started inventing rice cereal, which is not something a child should be eating, continued to eat in ketosis. They would eat the fats. They'd eat the soft foods coming from the meats. They would eat fish roe. They would eat all the soft things that fall off the meals that everybody else was eating. They were not eating fruits and vegetables because they weren't available. And they definitely weren't eating breads and grains and rices because those things weren't available either. And for a baby to consume easily, they didn't have teeth. So getting our children back to that state of eating the way that they're supposed to eat, all the behavioral issues go away, all the wetting the bed, all of the problem solving, thinking, the clarity comes back. And to see that happen to your child, gosh, what could be worth more than that? It's amazing.
Yeah. And you have 7 children. What a blessing. That's amazing. Do you have any twins or triplets in there?
No, I always wanted some. I'm jealous you do. I wanted to knock out a pregnancy or two, but I didn't.
Everyone always says people that do carnivore, they look like 20 years younger. You don't look like you're the mother of 7 children. You said you have a couple grown children too, right?
Yes, my oldest is in college. He is 19. And so, yep, I'm 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So what advice would you give to people? This is the thing I struggle with, Molly. A lot of this is just amazing. It's incredible. For me now, it's like common sense. Come on. Let's just do this. I see so much suffering in the world. It's so hard, especially close family members that still think this is crazy. But what sort of advice do you give to people? If someone came to you and they said, I have arthritis, depression, anxiety, insomnia, what would you tell them to do?
So I have had a lot of people come to me and say that. So I have to gauge it. So I have to be prudent. My husband and I usually say, are you hurting enough? Are you suffering enough yet? And a lot of people aren't. I have some wonderful friends that have thyroid issues. We get a lot of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We get a lot of the organ system breakdown situations occur with our clients, and they're not interested in making the changes and the sacrifices. So my first question is always, are you ready to really learn something? Do you want truth? Do you want light? And it's not that it's bad if they don't. We all have to be ready, right? And sometimes we have to hurt a little bit more. Look at me. I had to be dying and bedridden and have lost my children for months and months before I was able to really make the change. But then the second thing is, if they are, then I say, we have to be willing also to accept that almost everything you've been taught is incorrect. And I start off with my children with this too. I say that quote from that awesome movie, we accept the world, we accept the reality with which we've been presented. And we have to step out of that. A lot of people don't realize that the cereals that they eat and the food pyramid and all of these things and are set up a certain way for profit and gain, not for your health. And so I'm, again, a researcher, and I do not like feeling like I'm being taken advantage of. That really bothers me. I had five brothers. Oh, you get under my skin by making me feel like you're taking advantage of me. And so I don't like feeling like someone's getting one over on me. And when I started researching and understanding Kellogg, Graham crackers, where all that came from, why we have this complete misinformation about what's good for us, and that their motivations were very twisted, right? And then the reason why people believe what they believe about the food pyramid, and people can research that more. That was very twisted. It was to save money on food stamps. When the Ansel Keys studies on fat, and that it wasn't a 7-country study. There was over 20 countries that were studied, but the sugar industry didn't like his results. So they paid him off to take out all the countries that were outliers, right? Because they were high fat, high protein. And it didn't meet the we shouldn't be eating fat. And giving people that understanding of, okay, prepare yourself. Do you really want to know that you should be drinking raw milk and not pasteurized milk? Do you really want to know? Because I'm happy to spend my time with you. I promised God that this was what I was going to do with my life. Mm. I was not going to let people suffer. I was laid in that bed thinking that I was going to lose everything that was precious to me. And I promised him in that moment that I was not going to let anyone else go through what I went through alone, that I was going to provide information, I was going to sacrifice, and I was going to give everything I could to my children and to any other person that needed help. And so people that I come to, and I say, I'm going to give you all that I have, and I'm going to help you in any way that I can, and you will heal. You will gain remission from these chronic debilitating illnesses. But you have to be willing to accept that so many of the things that you were given were in the last days are wrong. And are you willing to let go of it? Are you willing to be a peculiar person and be stand out and be different? And there's very few people that have said yes to that. Now, the people that come to us in our Integrated Health Foundation, yes, they're ready, they're there. But unfortunately, a lot of friends and family that I know, they're interested, they love hearing what I have to say, but they don't want to implement it.
Yeah, sadly, some people takes desperation, but at least you've planted a seed with them so they know maybe there's an option. That's one of my reasons I'm so passionate about this, is just at least people should at the very least have this as an option if they get desperate or hopeless. But what is it like, Malia, when you help coach someone and they find healing, they get a second chance at life like you have?
I don't think there's anything more fulfilling than helping my brothers and sisters. I love it. Someone in particular, I don't think she'll mind me saying, but she came through. She was a professor, and she came through and she was like, I can't do this any longer. I was working with her and got her through the program. And I promised her, I was like, write on your calendar 12 weeks from now, and you're going to be up and you're going to be doing things. And so much time after that, you're going to be doing this and this. And now, because of that relationship, IH is involved in a clinical study to prove that what we do at IHF really heals the body. Mm. This way of eating, these lifestyles, that this really does change you as a core human being to where there is no debilitating, there is no chronic illness, there is no achy joints, right? I've had achy joints since my early 30s. It's all gone. My husband he plays sports and he would always cramp up. He's never been sick like me, but he'd cramp up, muscle issues, things like that. And nothing now. He's amazing. He's better now in his 40s than he was in his early 30s. And working with someone and having them be able to turn to me with tears in their eyes. I've met with her several times now and have her say, you're an angel. Thank you for what you've done for me. And I say, it's not me. it's God. He did it for me. And he's doing it for all these people. And anyone who seeks this truth, anyone who wants this knowledge, it's available. Just like you said, when your family and friends, when they're ready, it's here. And that's wonderful.
That's amazing. I'm tearing up a little bit thinking about that person coming to you, because what you're giving them in that very first moment is something that they've probably been looking for years. You're giving them some hope. And it's real hope. It works. This works. We just see healing over and over again. I've been in a really fortunate position. I decided to do one video about my carnivore experience on day 30. And then I started getting some messages from other people. And I was like, whoa, this is so much bigger than I ever thought. But I've had a couple of people come to me that say they saw one of my videos and it put them on the path to healing, or they then went and watched Dr. Barry videos and now they're healed forever. And there's nothing. I said this before on my channel, you couldn't write me a check for $1 billion. I'd rip it up. There's nothing more rewarding in life than, even if it's just in some small way, to be able to put someone that's suffering so badly on the path to healing. It's just incredible. I have no addictions on carnivore except for that one. That's my new addiction. I'll take more of that every single day if I can. It's the whole reason I'm doing the documentary, try to get the word out some more. But this is so interesting because I'm still trying to wrap my brain around all this. I know we're going to get done and I'm going to be like, why didn't I ask this? Why didn't I ask that? For me, I was like, this was the key, was I've returned to natural. It's keto, but I never really understood the gut biome to what you're saying. But now that you're mentioning it, it all makes perfect sense. Like all the yo-yo dieting and go for a couple of weeks, I start to feel better. And I'm just like, overwhelmingly, like my body, every fiber is telling me you got to eat some more of that junk food, some of those donuts, some of that garbage. It's just the gut biome fighting to survive. That's crazy.
It is. It's so incredible. Our biggest intention. And so the founder, Scott Pringle, this isn't his main job. He founded this to give the opportunity to disseminate information. And we all do this, but this is something that I would do 100% free. I'm working right now on trying to get information in book form so I can give it to the Amish families. There's so many Amish families that we're very close with that have severe adrenal fatigue. Their hair is falling out. My hair came out in the clumps. Like, it was horrible. Towards the end, I was going blind. I couldn't see through one eye at all. And that's when I knew. I was like, if God doesn't heal me now, how am I going to be completely blind here in another month? And so this is something that I'm so passionate about, that I know is so incredible for people, that I would do with my time. If I had no other resources, I was getting nothing out of it, I would do it anyway, because it's truth, right? People want truth. And sometimes it's hard to implement, but there's so much more. And that's why we teach. So we're basically a school and we teach them about the amygdala. We teach them how your amygdala is constantly searching to meet a certain need, and dopamine's reacting in a certain way to get you motivated to that need, and how this particular bacteria will hijack that one route to get you to look for certain things. And the same thing with the hypothalamus and the hippocampus and all of the other areas of the limbic system. And we teach that because we don't want, and this isn't to bash any practitioners or anything like that, but we don't want people coming back to us. Like, we're not selling a supplement. We're not trying to get you to need to call us constantly and work with us. We want to give you the information, and we want you to go out into the world, and we want you to make the world better. And you being healthy is going to make it better. And you teaching other people, teach your family, teach your friends, anyone who will listen, make the world better. And that's the intent. And if I can do that just a little bit, and that spreads just like what you're doing to hundreds or thousands of other people, then I think my life has an amazing purpose.
Absolutely. For people that are watching this, if there's people out there that are hopeless or desperate, or they want your help from IHF, how can they learn more? Do you help? Is it open for everyone, or is it more extreme cases with lupus and things like that?
We do have help for everyone. Depending on your situation, we have people sign up through a waitlist and fill out a very extensive intake form. And that really helps practitioners go through, see what is needed, and we can give people protocols. Some people just need an outline of what to do, a little bit of support, some recipes, super simple. Our very intense program is 12 weeks long, and you meet with a practitioner 5 days a week. And you do that for the entire 12 weeks. And that's because when you're going through this, I think you've seen it. Some people just doing ketosis alone, they could be like, oh, this is hard, or I got really fatigued, or I'm having all these bowel issues or something. And the intent is we get people through those hard moments. Plus we have all of their background of their blood work and all of the things, the labs that we need to really understand. And then we've worked with the diabetes and the lupus and the multiple sclerosis and all of the other familial dysautonomia, the different things that really complicate, to help people understand that all of this can be recovered from. When you're having tachycardia and you can't breathe, that is a really hard state to be in to do on your own. And so we provide all of the help to get people through those moments. And after a few months, when we're working with them, they're going, I haven't had a POTS episode in so long. And it's incredible. It's so incredible. And we say, hey, just, you're going to keep going, keep doing what you know works, and you're going to heal. And there's nothing better than saying that. When I talk with people originally, they go, you're the first person that I've talked to that said, I'm going to heal. Everybody else says, oh, you're going to be wearing these compression stockings and you're going to be taking all these electrolytes the rest of your life, and you're going to be bedridden half your life, and it's just going to get worse from here. Sorry, we'll do the best to manage it. And that's not the case. There is hope. When you do what God intended you to do, when you live the way you're supposed to live, you heal.
Yeah, that has been the most amazing thing doing this documentary. I go in there thinking we're going to film someone. They did a carnivore diet. They overcame this health issue. But what I've seen over and over again is, first, most of the people we've interviewed have just this intense gratitude, which is a beautiful thing to see. But it was weird. It wasn't something I expected. But the other thing I've heard so many people say, and it's so true, is it is absolutely amazing what the human body will do when you just get out of the way and let it heal. The things that will heal are absolutely incredible, mind-blowing, unbelievable.
It is. It's amazing. I was talking to my husband about just so many of the things that's going on. Today's our 20-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so we were talking about what we were going to do with the kids and stuff for anniversary, and we were just reflecting on just this journey and that the body itself. He was looking at me. He still will just look at me and go, I can't believe that you're doing that, because we just suffered for so long. This was a man that my mother's side of the family is Hawaiian, and I danced halau and did hula, and my hair was very long. And when I was in the depths of my illness, he had to take kitchen scissors and come in and lift up my head and just cut off my hair. And that was so hard for me, but I couldn't even brush my own hair. I couldn't even lift my head up to let him brush it. And my hair was just falling out in clumps. And so for him, he looks at me and he's just like, it's so amazing what your body has done. And it's just, it's not me. It's the way that it's naturally supposed to work. And so I was there eating the butter and drinking the broths and pulling off every bit of pork fat and here I am. So it's really incredible.
Molly, what do you think? I always ask people this question, our documentary's Healing Humanity, but when you have seven children, when you look back, like to when your children were little to now, or just when you're observing humanity, does humanity need healing? Does it seem like we've fallen into this new normal where things have just always been this way, or are we getting sicker and sicker?
It breaks my heart to look at just the way I raised my first two kids that are teenagers and almost 20 now. Humanity needs healing, absolutely. I'm so grateful that I have the knowledge I have now, even though I didn't get it until I was 39. But now my children will have it. And this is going to be a completely different world for them than it was for me. And so my little Bond family world is healing. And yes, what we need is healing for all of humanity. Absolutely. Yeah.
What advice would you have? I just want to touch on this a little bit more because it's just amazing to me. My whole time doing this for 500 days now, I'm like, I returned to what's natural. It was carnivore, but I really didn't know very much of anything about the gut biome. Is there any other advice? You mentioned earlier, and I think this is huge, a little cheat day might not just be 4 days you're out of ketosis, but you may be feeding that bad gut biome and it could set you off for a couple of years. Are there other considerations us carnivores should take when we're thinking about gut biome or doing things differently?
Absolutely. The biggest one is fermented food. And I'm not sure if that's a big thing that people here are familiar with, but the healthy bacteria that we're talking about are transient. Now, the pathogenic ones will create what's called biofilms. And so a biofilm is where they really bind together and they're going to make sure that you can't get them out. And so if you've ever gone without brushing your teeth and you feel like fuzzy slippers on your teeth feeling, those are biofilms and they're pathogenic bacteria. So keep that in mind. Do oil pulling and you'll get those taken care of. But fermented foods, people think that milk's supposed to be cold. Like the way that we really have to unlearn everything. What occurred for the first few thousand years, all the way up until refrigeration, was that milk was, you milk the cow and you brought it and set it on the counter and it had all the healthy probiotics in it and it immediately started fermenting. And you had kefir within a day. Right now, I just put my raw milk out on the counter and I have kefir by the next day. And that was the proper process for food. The fermentation process was so important. And there's bacteria living inside of certain vegetables and things that when they're sit out with a little bit of salt and water, they ferment. And it's really good. You don't have to eat the actual vegetable, but you can drink sauerkraut juice, just the water, this the brine, and you're going to get incredible probiotics. And so you have to keep ingesting those probiotics to keep them healthy and to keep your gut healthy. And so we really encourage the fermented foods. So we encourage making homemade kefir. And you're not just ingesting that, you're also rubbing that on your skin. So you're going to make yogurt and you're going to rub it on your skin. And that probably sounds crazy, but that's what yogurt was actually used for. When you have a farm, I'm not sure if you have a, do you have a dairy cow on your farm? Do you have?
Not yet. Not yet.
So when you are in milk, that's what we call it. We are in milk when that amazing creature is producing. You just have so much. And I would keep going, okay, there's a foundation. Can I do this naturally? This was my whole healing. I was like, okay, you're going to show me how to do this 100% naturally. I'm not going to touch anything synthetic. I trust you. And he just began to show me that everything can be tested back by, could this be done naturally? And what was the natural process for this? And so eggs, they come every stinking day. Like I have had guinea hens disappear for a week. And then I find them and there's 30 eggs with these hens. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because they weren't meant to not be eaten. That was a food you were meant to eat every day. And so when you take milk, you're getting gallons, sometimes 2 or 3 gallons from one cow in a day. We can't eat that much. And so you're fermenting that. And the process was people go, oh, I set it out. Oh, it's been 2 days. Now it's kefir. Oh, the third day. Now it's sour cream. Oh, now it's cottage cheese. Oh, now it's mozzarella. That happens without effort. It happens completely naturally without any effort. It's amazing. And so your body was taking in naturally fermented foods all the time and placing fermented foods on your body all the time. And so this is a big key point that we do in the program is to ensure that you are replacing that gut microbiota. In 1918, they discovered that certain World War I soldiers were not dying of certain illnesses. And when they tested their gut microbiome, they found that there were certain microbes in there that was keeping them from being susceptible to these other illnesses. And so that fermented food, taking in those microbes naturally, as much naturally as possible, is really going to strengthen your immune system. It's going to help the dopamine, you know, getting that daily dose of those happy chemicals, the dopamine, the serotonin. And then the other aspect I have to say is making that one-on-one time with someone that you love. Hold hands, hug, hold your kids. I don't care if your teenager doesn't want you to hold her, you hug her and you just tell her how much you love her. And that's really healing. It really is amazingly healing to the body. And we are proving that through studies right now.
That's great. It always comes back to, for me, you said the word a couple times, just returning to what's natural. It seems like that's where all of the healing is. We've gone so far as humanity away from what is natural and we're getting sicker and sicker. On the fermented foods, do you have a recommendation if someone's doing carnivore and they're like, I just want to start this, but is there anything like even store-bought we could get to try fermented foods for the first time as a carnivore?
Yeah, you can do the kefirs. I would just say most kefirs is A1. So there's a difference in the type of milk you should be eating. Again, you could say a big conspiracy, but all cows originally were A2. And so basically what that is a protein. It's a casein protein. And like gluten, that's a protein in grains. It's a lectin. It's bad for you. So milk either has A1 or A2 proteins in it. And the A1 is something that was not natural that human beings did not drink. And to us, what happened is in the early 1900s, they found a way to profit off of using a type of cow that they had somewhat modified to make A1 milk because they produced far more milk and they would produce it off of grains. Whereas the healthier cow that made the A2 milk that was made for us to ingest did not make as much milk and was not as successful eating grains because cows should only be eating grass. And so the entire dairy industry pushed on creating the whole industry off of A1 milk. And so keeping that in mind, when you're buying any kind of dairy product, you really want to buy A2 and you try to find a local farm where you can get it from someone that's going to do it raw for you. That's the best thing. That's going to naturally already come with all the probiotics. You're not going to damage the nature of the proteins. You're going to have all the minerals and the coenzymes that you need to properly digest it. But fermenting it, so people who are lactose intolerant, who have any kind of issue, number one, lactose intolerance comes from not having the enzyme lactase, okay? And to give a real quick, I hate to take up too much of your time, but in the small intestine, we have little microvilli. They're like little hairs or little fingers that stick out. And that's what absorbs the nutrients, and the bacteria live there. When you have damaged villi, instead of looking like this, they'll look like this, right? And it's on the tips of the villi. There's even smaller little hairs there. That's where we make the enzyme lactase. And so if you have a damaged gut, and so even if you're on carnivore, if you're still eating harder meats, your body can't fully heal. And so you can't make lactase if that hair isn't fully as healthy as it's supposed to be. And so that's why we work through rebuilding the gut in the first 30 to 60 days to really heal that. And then people can eat proper milks and things like that. But even if you are lactose intolerant, you can eat a fermented like kefir or yogurt when it's properly fermented. And you're going to get the probiotics, but the bacteria eat the milk or eat the sugar in the milk. And so you're not going to have an issue with lactose or any kind of lactose intolerance issues. Another thing though, if you don't want to eat the actual vegetables, if you get cabbage, just take a jar of cabbage, chop it up, fill it up to the top, and then pour some warm water on it and add it. It's anywhere from a tablespoon of salt to just a couple teaspoons of salt. Stir around, let it sit overnight. Sometimes some people let it sit for 3 to 5 days and you'll taste, you'll be like, oh, it's got a little kick to it. And then you just take a couple tablespoons of that and you're going to be getting really good probiotics. And you can do that with a lot of different vegetables and you don't have to eat the vegetable. You're just taking the probiotics, the bacteria out that are living inside the vegetable, get to ferment, you're giving it the perfect environment. And then now you're just drinking it and it's amazing for you.
Molly, this has been incredible. Honestly, I've learned so much on this interview, so much more than I have before. I really appreciate it. How can people, if they want to learn more about you or IHF, where can they find you?
We're at integratedhealthfoundation.org and we are putting a lot of our energy right now into the clinical studies that we're doing, but we do have wait lists if people want to just reach out, ask questions. We do have social media sites and things like that, but we're happy to do phone calls with people. We have different ranges of needs when our clients reach out to us. So whether you're really sick and bedridden like I was and had no real hope, or whether you're just like, hey, I think I might need some tweaks, you can always reach out, give us your information, and we schedule calls.
That's great. I will have a link in the description below. Thank you so much, Molly. I really appreciate it. This has been wonderful.
It's been so great to be here, Carrie. I really support everything that you're doing, and healing from humanity needs to happen for everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.